This is the HomeKit Life, where we talk about all things Apple HomeKit news.
We're a father-son team who loves everything Apple.
Enjoy the show. Welcome to the HomeKit Life. I'm Josh.
I'm Braden.
This week we're going to talk about Acara and Matter.
Yep.
All right, let's dive into the show. So Acara has announced a new S3 HomeKit thermostat with Siri voice support. I will say right now, this is only on mainland China. It does have a built-in personal assistant that does speak Mandarin. But I do think like this is super interesting. I like the look of it. It's like squared and it's got a full touchscreen on the whole thing. And it is able to control HVAC, underfloor heating, all kinds of stuff. So this is pretty cool to see. I definitely wasn't expecting this from them.
Mm-hmm.
I am curious if they are going to release something for Europe and the U.S. I definitely think I would love to see more options on the market, right? Like, I think right now you got like the Ecobee. Maybe the Honeywell. If you use HomeBridge, you can kind of get Nest in there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely some options. But, you know, given they've got a lot of Thread, it's not clear if this thing is using Thread or Wi-Fi from the story. And I couldn't find any specs on it. But I do think that this is going to be potentially interesting, especially if they have Thread support on this thing. But I don't know if they will. I wonder if the voice control, you know, you can have the whole, like the Ecobee added support over firmware for Siri,
mm-hmm.
but it actually, you have to have the HomePod in order for that to work. I'm kind of curious if that's something that could work over Thread, if that's enough bandwidth.
I see. Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I dig it. I didn't see a price on here either.
Yeah. I didn't either.
Mm. Yep. Well, and then, of course, back in September 21, 2021, the company also said that they would be adding Matter support for all their devices.
Mm-hmm.
Any day now.
Yep.
But not today, not tomorrow. Not
soon enough, because Matter just got delayed again. The CSA, Connected Standards Alliance, said that they are delaying Matter to sometime this fall, just due to testing and validation events. This is the second Matter delay we have gotten, the first one being last summer when they said it was going to come out by the middle of this year.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as we know, it is getting pushed to fall. This Matter started out as a chip. It's an IP-based protocol that works with Wi-Fi, Ethernet, and Thread. I believe it also uses Zigbee as well, correct?
I don't think it uses Zigbee. Zigbee is like part of it. But I think a lot of it is Thread based. I think you can use Zigbee, right? Like you mm-hmm. can create a Zigbee network and, you know, that's part of what Acara was talking about is like, they'll upgrade their hub
mm-hmm.
and then all their Zigbee devices will be available in your Matter network essentially.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, yes, it's disappointing. No, I'm not surprised to see this. I honestly, like, we got into a debate the other day on Twitter, and I firmly believe that Apple is probably partially pushing some of this timing, because if you think about it, what comes out in fall?
All of their
iOS stuff yeah. gets updated, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I think that they want more time. You know, you're going to see a bigger push on Matter at WWDC, and then I think that you're going to see changes to the home app, hopefully, to support all the Matter stuff coming with iOS 16, which I'm excited about. And I mm-hmm. think that is probably the right way to do it. Like, that's a pretty big lift and shift. I know that they had a lot of the Matter stuff in there at the last WWDC, and they had some you know, events that you could go to see what was going on and how it worked and all that stuff. But I really do think, like, from a stability standpoint, they probably wanted to push this back so that it would get turned on in iOS 16.
Yeah.
Would not shock me if that's why this has happened.
Yeah.
But to me, the thing I'm most excited for when it comes to Matter, like, I don't, you and I haven't even talked about this, but we bought some smart fans for the Airbnb up in Michigan, and like, they have Google support, they have Alexa support, and they have Siri shortcut support. And it's like, ooh, that's not great.
Yeah.
And I get why they probably do it, right? Like, it's probably annoying to go through Apple's certification process. That's why we're seeing a lot of people taking the Siri shortcut route. They can build an app and expose a piece to you know, our favorite voice control software. But, you know, they don't have to go through the full certification process to be able to turn a fan off and on.
Right.
But with Matter, I think that, like, totally gets rid of this, right? Like, as long as you implement Matter, then it should work in all three ecosystems. And I think, like, that's going to be huge for HomeKit because, I mean, we're going to get hopefully so many devices flooding in to the market through firmware update. I'm pretty excited. So even if we got to wait another 6 months, I think it'll be worth it.
Yeah, especially with it all being open source. Like, that definitely helps with the integration between all of the ecosystems.
Yeah. Well, that's all we had this week. It was kind of a light news week. I kind of imagine we're going to be coming into a bit more of a lighter news cycle here and there. And if you want, I think we'd love to do a Q&A. Hit us up in the comments or on Twitter at our Apple Home on Twitter, and we'll be happy to take some questions and maybe have a discussion in one of the lighter news weeks coming up. Thanks again for tuning in, and if you haven't already, be sure to go over to the wherever you consume your podcasts and see if you can leave us a review there. Your 5-star reviews help us tremendously in, like, getting the word out, and it helps, you know, Apple know who to share this with and suggest it to. So please do that. And if you haven't already, be sure to tag us and tweet the show on Twitter. Super helpful. And we will see you guys next week.